We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the melacha, the task of dash, threshing, separating the kernels from the psolet. We separate what's called the stalk from the kernel. So from that, we also learned it's prohibited to squeeze out the juice from fruits. And then we said you can squeeze out the juice onto foods. And last class we discussed how do you define whether something is a solid or a liquid. Ketchup in Israel, ketchup in the United States, mayonnaise, hummus, tchina, etc. And now we're up to limtzotz perot. If I want to suck on a fruit, I want to suck out the juice. Limtzotz ha-mashkeh min ha-pri. If I'm going to suck the juice out of a fruit. Yesh chiluk ben im machnisim ha-pri kulo l'toch piv. There's a difference between taking a cherry tomato into your mouth. You put the whole fruit into your mouth, and then you start sucking. You take a grape into your mouth, and you suck. Shazeh anu matrin, that's permitted. Uveni mochazo biyado, or holding a lemon in your hand. Ve'en machniso kulo b'fiv, you're not putting the whole lemon in your mouth. Shebeder zeh, nachon nimnoa milimtzotz elu, sheyesh alikar sritatam isur Torah. So there, when the juice that you're sucking is a juice that's commonly used, like lemon juice. So then we said it would be biblically prohibited to squeeze that into a cup. So then one should also not squeeze it into his mouth when he holds the fruit outside his mouth. Inside our mouth, it's a part of the eating. No one's going to tell you whether you should eat this way or that way, if the whole food's in your mouth. But outside the mouth there, the correct thing would be to abstain when we're dealing with a fruit that's biblically prohibited to squeeze out the juice. And then he adds a parenthetical remark, v'yesh machmirim gam b'shal dvarim, and there are those, obviously, who are stringent not to squeeze out any food into their mouth. Aval limtzotz beged ratuv, what would be if you had, I don't know if you guys have encountered this, but very often there are juices or even grape juice that kids get really excited over. And then it spills. So let's say a kid sticks his sleeve, by mistake, into the chocolate milk or into the grape juice. What does he do? He picks up the sleeve to his mouth. He's not going to waste a drop. He's going to suck out the sleeve. So to suck out a wet garment is asur b'chol inyan, is prohibited. That's prohibited, and we'll discuss that at greater length later. The whole discussion over here is where I'm going to suck out the fruit itself. So there he said, if I put the whole fruit into my mouth, that's okay. If only part of the fruit, so then it depends on whether it's biblically prohibited to squeeze out that fruit or not. If it's not biblically prohibited, if it's a juice that's not used commercially, it's not used by the masses, so then there's room to be lenient and suck that fruit, even though it's not completely in one's mouth.